I'm Rona Tarrant. With the partial government shutdown moving into its 12th day in a dispute over border wall funding, President Trump has invited congressional leaders from both parties to the White House. The meeting today takes place a day before Democrats take control of the House. As the shutdown drags on, the Department of Agriculture is starting to close some of its offices. About a quarter of the government has been affected by the shutdown. U.S. Catholic bishops begin a week-long retreat today near Chicago, where they'll reflect on the church sexual abuse scandal that organizers say will focus on prayer and spiritual reflection. The retreat begins a day after the Associated Press reported that the Vatican blocked U.S. bishops from taking measures last year to address the scandal because they didn't discuss the legally problematic proposals with the Holy See enough beforehand. The retreat comes ahead of a summit of the world's bishops at the Vatican next month to forge a comprehensive response to the crisis. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has said it has cut the country's internet services to avert a popular uprising as tensions rise pending the results of fractious presidential elections. The opposition accused authorities of cutting the internet to thwart activism, while leading Western powers called on the nation's government to quickly restore web access. Final results in the long-delayed vote are expected on January 15th, and the next head of state will be sworn in on January 18th. Pope Francis has asked the Archbishop of Salzburg, Franz Lackner, to conduct a canonical visitation of the Austrian Diocese of Gurk-Klagenfurt. Allegations of financial and personal misconduct have been made against Bishop Schwartz, who was bishop for 17 years until last July. The president of the Austrian Bishops' Conference has welcomed the Vatican move. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.